Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Wednesday. It is the Brett Maga Show. We are in the middle of Homecoming Spirit Week, where we are dressing up in different themes every single day, and that makes it so much fun. That's good news. Also, every single person on the Brett Maga Show brings in a different news story that is considered good news, makes them happy, makes them smile, and Kevin picked out today's story for you.
Yeah, if you've ever wondered what it takes to get an animal into the Animal Hall of Fame.
Oh. I didn't even know there was one, but well, this is legit. I've always been curious.
Love yes, that. I'll let you know about it next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Purina has several different Hall of Fames, and they have local Animal Hall of Fames, and they have National Hall of Fames. Well, there's the National Hall of Fame located in Toronto, Canada.
Whoa.
And every year, they induct several animals that are worthy because of their Hall of Fame efforts.
Really? We yes. judge them like the species, like the animal species, or like... Fred the dog.
I'm talking about like Fred the dog, individual really? Dogs. And this is actually Knight the dog.
Ooh.
Knight the dog in Canada, he just made it into the Purina Animal Hall of Fame for fighting off a grizzly bear saving his owner's life.
Knight yes. belongs in the Hall of Fame. What is Carly Rae Jepsen doing, AB, your family dog, to get herself in the Hall of Fame?
Nothing good.
Well, Knight's owner, Craig, is 70 years old. They were hiking, and when they crossed path with this mama bear and their two cubs, Knight was able to fight off the bear long enough for Craig to grab the can of bear spray he had with him so they could make their escape.
Whoa.
Wow. Dog versus bear at Knight wins. Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame dog worthy. Now that's a good news story.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Maga Show. Every single day here on the Brett Maga Show, we are taking it back to Homecoming Spirit Week. We are picking out different themes every single day and taking us back to our school days, getting all dressed up. It makes the show more fun. You can follow along on our Instagram, the Brett Maga Show on IG. For the poll of the day, let's take it back to like the lunchroom where you're trading snacks. Mm. Yesterday we did like fruit snacks versus like fruit roll up. How about goldfish versus Cheez-Its in a cheese-offs, cheese battle?
Ooh, this is a runaway for me. I'm giving goldfish the crown. It's my favorite. It's my nephew Palmer's favorite. They're so good, and I find myself eating the entire bag. And extra bonus points because I love the variety of goldfish. You got the colored goldfish. You got the flavored blast goldfish. You can get them in a gallon jug, or you can get the baby goldfish.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one because Cheez-Its also has a different variety of
yeah,
flavors.
Yeah, they got a lot of variety, too. Why are you knocking Cheez-Its variety?
Theirs are more spicy and hot, so I like that. I'm going to go with Cheez-Its.
Well, the Tabasco.
Okay,
I haven't
yeah.
had a Tabasco. I didn't know that, yeah.
I like both. It kind of depends on my mood, but most of the time, probably Cheez-Its.
I think it's not even close. There is a runaway winner. One of them is a top three snack of all time, and the other one doesn't even make the top 20 list. Cheez-Its, runaway winner.
No.
Yeah, goldfish, terrible. Not a good snack.
Goldfish, even... extra cheesy are great.
You need like the extra cheesy and then barely minimal okay. Cheez-Its are significantly better. Not even close.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock and we know we're waking up just trying to get the kids out of the house. So we're going to scroll through the internet for you. These are headlines that are trending and Hannah will tell me which ones you need details on, which ones I should click on. The reason the plane dimmed the lights before takeoff is scarier than expected.
I thought it was just because people like were going to sleep.
I thought so too. That's what I thought. Simpleflying.com just did an article. The real reason is for your eyes to adjust in case of a crash.
What? Oh. I don't believe that.
It's the, what do you mean? It's the airlines who said it.
It sounds like a sketchy website.
Yeah, they said that they actually dim the lights and make the exit lights sign off, so that way your eyes are used to seeing them. When the lights get lower, exit signs, it's all for like your eyesight and being able to deal with that.
I think they're just being courteous of those sleepyheads out there.
That's what I like to believe. Most popular costumes for 2025.
Ooh, let's hear them.
K-pop Demon Hunters is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, Wicked, and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Wednesday, I feel like, has been the most popular for ever.
I was going to say, those sound like what everybody was last year.
I know. Nothing's changed in the world. That made me sad, other than K-pop Demon Hunters weren't a thing last year. What age are men considered in their prime?
Oh, boy. When?
What age are you, Kevin?
53.
Yep, that's it, Kevin, prime. No, it's actually men are considered physically in their prime in their late 20s, early 30s. That's where they hit peak physical strength.
I believe that.
It's probably when I was in my... It's all been downhill since then. How much do kids cost?
Too much. Keep them moving.
Yeah, it's crazy. It'll make you sick. Pittsburgh, the city, just put up their Christmas tree.
I'm here for it. Keep it moving. I don't need any more details.
Yeah, the city's already rocking it.
Good for you guys.
America's favorite diner chains.
Ooh, okay.
Where did Cracker Barrel finish now that they changed their local? Not even in the top five.
You're kidding.
Yeah, number one was IHOP. Then it was...
That's considered a diner?
Yeah, IHOP's like a diner type of place. First Watch, Perkins, Denny's, and Waffle House. I thought Waffle House would have finished higher, but Cracker Barrel didn't even crack the top five. Even the logo change couldn't help them out.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hannah, how are you?
I'm tired.
She's tired, Taylor. I think you might be able to beat her today.
Oh, I hope so.
I love it. All right, Taylor. Here we go. Five pop culture questions. You versus Hannah. Taylor, you sound super sweet and nice. Tell her to get the hell on out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Wow. Oh. Go, Taylor. I love it. All right, so Hannah's leaving. She grabbed a bag of Cheetos on her way out.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, she switched. Oh, switched to a protein bar. Yeah, I saw her put the Cheetos like in her pocket, though. I saw that. All right, Hannah's gone. Here we go. Five pop culture questions. Got to get more right than Hannah. Which movie surprised everyone and won the box office this past weekend? What was the biggest movie that opened up this past weekend?
Was it the Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl movie?
Yes. That was the biggest opening box office with $33 million, and no one expected it to be the number one movie, but it was the number one movie.
I was there.
Oh, she was there.
I love that. All right. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Love it. Travis Kelce just celebrated his birthday. Let's talk about the mom who gave birth to Travis Kelce. What is her name?
Donna Kelce.
Well, two for two. Who is Sydney Sweeney rumored to be dating?
Scooter Braun.
You're three for three. What animated Netflix film released in 2025 features a K-pop girl group that leads a double lives as Demon Hunters?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
I cannot believe that that is an actual description of a show. Then it's the number one show out right now. This is where we're at in our lives.
We're playing their song, Golden. So
we are?
Yes, we are.
Wow. Okay, here we go. And then who hosted SNL Live this past weekend? Hitting back at critics that he's performing the halftime show.
Oh, Bad Bunny.
Five for five.
Nice job, Taylor.
Taylor, you were feeling wonderful today. All right, so that means... Hannah has to go five for five, a complete 100% on this pop quiz. We'll see how she does next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. While she was outside the room, she couldn't hear the questions and answers, and she was snacking on a protein bar that Kevin brought for everyone. Is it good?
Very good.
Are you going to do very good on this test?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Taylor, tell her how many of those questions you got right.
5 out of 5.
Whoa.
So you better do almost better than
better
very
do
good.
Excellent.
Yeah, here we go. You need 100% or Taylor's going to take the win. Here we go. Same five questions. Which movie surprised everyone and won the box office this past weekend?
Soul on Fire?
It was not Soul on Fire. 0-for-1 right off the bat. It was the official release of Party of a Showgirl.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it was the number one movie at the box office.
So I just lost?
So you lost. Yeah. We don't even need to ask you the rest of the questions, but we can go through the rest of them. Travis Kelce celebrated his birthday. Who is Travis's mom who gave birth to that boy?
Donna Kelce.
Who is Sydney Sweeney rumored to be dating?
Scooter Braun.
What animated Netflix film released in 2025 features a K-pop group that doubles
the K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yes. And then who hosted SNL Live this past weekend, hitting back at critics that he's performing the Super Bowl?
Bad Bunny.
4 out of 5. You just missed that first question right off the bat.
Pain right out of the gate.
Taylor, 5 for 5. Hannah, 4 for 5. That means Taylor gets the win. This is awesome for you, Taylor.
I'm excited.
Love it. I'm excited to hear it, too. Go ahead, Hannah. Whenever you're ready, you know what to do.
This is Hannah, and I'm in school by Taylor.
Why are you going to say it like that, Taylor? You deserve more respect.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Manga Show. See if you can figure it out. 32% of men use this because they believe it improves their appearance.
I'm going to say hair gel. They try to, like, slick it back like Brett did today.
I don't even have hair gel in.
What do you have?
It's a product, a clay. I'm not wearing gel.
A clay?
A clay, yeah.
Same thing.
Gel is for junior high kids. I don't know. I'm just trying to sound cool.
And if it's not hair gel, it's hair dye.
Hair dye. Wow. Whoa. Everyone thinking it's hair stuff.
Like some sort of face cream. I don't know what guys use.
Okay.
I don't know that they use concealer? Face cream.
I use face cream every day. I wash my face and use cream and lotions. I got it all. I care about my skincare routine. Mm-hmm. But the hair is closest, guys. But no one got it. 32% of men use this because they believe it improves their appearance. 855-444-MEGA. I have a feeling that people are going to say, oh, that's what I meant. But it's not. When we come back, I'll tell you what the answer is.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 32% of men use this because they believe it improves their what? And Hannah, I said you were really close when you said...
I said hair gel.
Okay, first off, people don't use gel, Hannah. We use styling clays or pomades. We're very fancy, us
what
men.
What is a pomade?
I mean, God, you just don't understand men.
Mm-hmm. No.
Kevin, you said...
I said hair dye.
And AB...
I said some sort of face cream.
It wasn't that. Like Hannah's right, not enough guys are using the skin... They don't have a skincare routine. We don't exfoliate or whatever skincare routines are.
I'm proud of you for saying that.
I think Hannah was going to get mad at me because she's going to say, this is what I meant. But it
someone
count.
Texted in and said hairspray.
Yes, it's hairspray.
That's not what I meant.
Okay,
spraying
good.
In their hair.
Wow. That's not what I meant.
Okay, they put hairspray on to keep the look, which is kind of similar to what gel would do to style it.
Right.
But men think they're doing something with the hairspray.
I would be scared if I saw a man applying hairspray. I'd be like, that
I don't
is
even
mine.
Use hairspray.
Same.
I've used hairspray before. Now I feel judged. Happy Homecoming Spirit Week from the Brett Mega Show. This makes the work week so fun, so interesting, because we're always getting weird looks around the office as we dress up in different themes every single day, like our Back to Our High School Spirit Week days. We've had Monochromatic Monday. We've had Zoom Tuesday. We've dressed as some of the most iconic pop culture moments of the year thus far, some of which could get us canceled, some of which got people fired, and some of which need further explanation.
HR might be called today.
Yes. HR is involved in some of these. So
I am HR.
Yeah, Hannah and I are clearly, we did one of the most iconic moments was the Coldplay cheating Jumbotron moment. So I'm dressed like that douchebag CEO for our... Mm-hmm. Does anyone remember the name? I asked you guys if you guys remember the name.
Not a chance.
I knew AB's like, well, definitely
Astronomer
remember.
Astronomer CEO.
Astronomer.
And you work for HR, Hannah?
I am, the little HR woman. I had many names I almost said, but I remembered FCC laws, so I'm not going
to
say them.
We recreated the sway. Two things. One, I felt like AB, who films us, you made a sway for way too long. Why were you like, oh, yeah, I had to see this take? And then
if I wouldn't have said, like, okay, say 3, 2, 1, I think we would have been there all day.
We would have listened to a whole freaking...
You would have just been swaying.
To the whole Coldplay song. And then Hannah and I don't match up well for the holding each other. I felt like you were too tall for me. My wife's really short. I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
I felt like I wasn't good at holding you. I need to work on my holding skills.
We'll do a do-over, don't we? Yeah.
No, I don't need a do-over.
AB will say, okay, go again.
But I have to say, and I mean this with all due respect to the ladies in the room, speaking of getting fired from HR, Kevin has the biggest balloons in the room.
I do.
Kevin is...
Got mounds.
You got good genes over there.
First off, shout out to AB for giving me the idea for this pop culture moment. I am Sydney Sweeney from American Eagle, and... got a terrible blonde wig and a lot of balloons that
so
are
does she.
Hard to, yeah.
I would like to add, Kevin had this wig.
Yes.
I think the wig's great. It's weird to look over there and see a little blondie.
Oh, well, thank you.
But Kevin had a redo, like where she has her leg up in the air. How does your leg, did you get it up?
I think I hurt my back.
And we're going to have videos where you can see Kevin's balloons, real tight shot. But now you know what it feels like to have boobs.
I do.
Kevin's like, I don't know how to run the board with boobs. Yes. How, these things keep getting in the way.
Well, they're not real, and they're not spectacular.
Does anyone else have that problem in the room?
Nope.
Candace, like, I want to know what that problem is. And then everyone was curious. AB had not told us your pop culture moment. You are dressed like big baggy clothes. We need an explanation.
I know. I was like, another day in the office.
Right.
I'm Justin Bieber specifically at this moment.
I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
It's not clocking to you.
So I'm wearing a big baggy blue hoodie with the hood up, and you can't see his pants in it, but I took some creative liberty, and I'm wearing boxers, and my jeans are sagging.
And it's not clocking to you.
No. It's not clocking to you.
She's Justin Bieber, Hannah, if it's not clocking to you. You can see these pictures, these reenactments, these videos, what inappropriate moments around the office. Kevin's boobs. You can see it all on our Instagram, The Brett Megha Show. And every single day we've brought in a new item for show and tell, taking it back to school. Kevin's got today's item. We'll find out what he brought in next. All right, man, this is so fun, and I can't even look at Kevin right now. It's Homecoming Spirit Weekend, so every single day we've dressed up in different themes. We were just telling you that today's theme is like those 2025 big pop culture moments, and Kevin is dressed as Sydney Sweeney, balloons attached and all, with blonde wig.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I feel kind of weird because this is my show and tell.
Kevin looked at himself.
Easy.
Kevin looked at himself on camera and goes, oh my God, I can't even look at myself.
No, I can't.
You can see all of those pics online, follow along with every single theme day, the Brett Megha Show. But one of the things we've done for Homecoming Spirit Week is done like a show and tell, kind of like back to school style. We each brought in a different item to tell people about, and Kevin's today picked out an item.
Yeah, I feel weird dressed as Sydney Sweeney telling you this, but I'm going to do my best, all right? I decided I would bring in an item that was very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, man.
And very near and dear to me and who I am, and that is G.I. Joe. This item right here actually is the G.I. Joe Commander, General Hawk, all right? This is a 40-year-old action figure.
Wow.
And you've noticed I still got it, you know, closed up and encased.
Yeah.
It's worth about $350, $400 on eBay.
Shut up. No way. It's worth $400?
Yes. If you're a collector like me. But
how much would you buy that back in the day 40 years ago?
It was $3.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are action figures I grew up with. I loved it. When this guy came out, I was an eighth grader, kind of getting ready, you know, to go into high school, and I was a little shy about my collection, so that's why this guy's still in the case. You know?
I was going to ask you, did you know when you were a kid? Because my kids, they open up all of those things and play with them immediately. Kevin got them like a Lego set, and they have a little guy in it for every single day for Lent, and they're still playing with those. They destroy them, though. Like, did you know as a kid you never took them out of the box?
As a kid, certain ones. Now, this was kind of neat. My older brother is 2 years older, and my younger brother, who's 2 years younger, we kind of collected it together.
Wow, that's so cool.
And then my older brother kind of aged out. My younger brother and I kind of stayed together with it. He was always getting the bad guys, the Cobras, and I was always getting the good guys, the G.I. Joes. But this was what's cool about these figures. On the back, they show you the action figures that are out that year that you can collect. And, you know, $3, that was like, you know, half of your allowance. You get a couple of figures every couple of weeks.
You know what's so funny about the show and tell, at least for me personally, I want nothing to do with G.I. Joes and collecting action figures. I was never really into them. And just hearing you talk about that, I feel closer to you. I feel like I was interested in it. I thought it was so cool in the back of the box. I didn't know that. And I heard Hannah and AB, who clearly are not into G.I. Joes, like, really? And like, you're just like, you're just intrigued by it.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool.
Well, it feels special to me, at least, and I know us in the room, that, you know, we've heard about your G.I. Joes, but you brought out like one of the special OGs to us.
Yeah, and there is kind of a special endearing thing about G.I. Joe and my dad. My dad was kind of working away from home for a couple of years, and every weekend when he'd come back, I would make a list of an action figure I wanted.
Aww.
And every week he would bring back the right action figure. And I always thought that was really cool that my dad, who I would nickname General Hawk, because he was the commander of the family, would, you know, be that into something that I was so into. So that's kind of the other connection to this. That's why I need therapy, I think.
I thought that was a really cool share. I felt like that was a really cool therapy breakthrough moment for everyone here on the Brad Maga Show. If you want to see the action figures, see all the pictures for Homecoming Spirit Week, again, follow along on our Instagram. It's a special week here on the Brad Maga Show. Just follow us on IG.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So, I don't know if this is just me, but I'm definitely like one of those people who I never forget what I'm doing or where I'm at when I receive bad news. Like, I'll never forget I was at a dance competition when I heard that Michael Jackson passed away. And yesterday, all of a sudden, I started reading this headline that said prayers for Dolly Parton. Obviously, she didn't pass away, but the article that I was reading was telling me about how people are seeking prayers for Dolly Parton because she's going through like major health issues right now. And that, I'm not going to forget ever reading that. To me, Dolly Parton is like someone I never worry about. To me, in my brain, she's like invincible. So to hear that she's going through these health struggles right now, like, broke my heart.
Yeah, she's like Betty White, Dolly Parton. Like,
yeah.
Iconic, lovable moms that you just put on a pedestal.
I feel a little closer to Dolly today with these Sydney Sweeney boobs.
You're like, I know what it feels like, Dolly.
I know what it feels like.
But it wasn't just people. It was her sister, which made it feel like even more. Like, sometimes like those rumors like circulate around and you're like, how serious it is. But it was her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really serious. So fans have already been like a little bit sus because her residency got like pushed back and postponed. So people were kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird. And then out of everybody, her sister came out on her Facebook and said, last night I was up all night praying for my sister Dolly. I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I've been led to ask all the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong, she's loved, and with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. That sounds pretty scary, and I really wish that we would get an update from Dolly's team when it's not you saying it. That's kind
of
scary.
I do think a lot of times with these celebrity deaths, they try to keep them quiet. Like, you know, they deserve this opportunity to grieve as a family. And so usually they don't go public unless they feel like it in their gut. And her sister coming out in public makes me feel like she feels something in her gut. And sometimes those feel, like, that scares me that her sister decided to do that. Instead of like, we dealt with the health scare and we're through the woods, she was like, I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And reaching out publicly.
Yeah. Hopefully the next update I give on the hashtag about Dolly is a positive one.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real talk sounds cliche, but can you actually be friends with an ex? 855-444-MEGA. Anyone out there have a healthy platonic friendship with an ex? 855-444-6342. I want you to jump in on this conversation. Oh, I want to also take something off the table. Is I hope that co-parenting can exist and you can have a healthy platonic friendship with an ex if kids are involved. I want to know about people who are not doing it because the kids are in the middle of it. Like, people who just have a really great relationship with the ex just didn't work out. Almost similar, because what we started talking about this is a lot of people had a lot to say about Ben Affleck showing up on the red carpet at this new movie, like Kiss Me a Spider, Kiss the Spider, whatever it is. And Ben Affleck's a producer of it, was one of the executive producers, and showed up with his ex wife for the second time, J-Lo, and everyone kept asking about it. And people were like, he was there to support her as a friend. Is that okay? 855-444-6342.
I'm a big fat no on this question. I don't think you can be friends with an ex. I don't know why people would even want to be friends with an ex. I've tried doing that, and it's just weird because conversations come up, and it's just like a continuation of what you talked about when you were dating. Like, what are you talking about? Your family? Like, you're just keeping them updated and in the loop, and I think it becomes messy. I think it's a terrible idea.
I think what Jennifer Lopez, what sources said through Jennifer Lopez, I think the exact reason they had commented. I actually don't usually agree with almost anything J-Lo says. I'm like, I can't relate to you at all. But I felt like something she said made sense. those two as a couple, because they've been on and off again before, work better as friends. Like, sometimes that's just like, oh, like, we do, we have tried this, but we are really supportive of one another. We are close to each other, and we shouldn't be dating. And you come to that realization, like, we don't need to be in a relationship together. We just need to be in each other's lives. And we don't need, once we get too close, that's when we start having issues. But, like,
that,
as friends, we're great.
That could never be me. That could never be me.
I will die on the hill that you can only be friends with an ex if you were never in love and it was just kind of, you know, a wishy-washy relationship, or if one of them is still in love with the other.
No.
Yes.
You can totally. Why? I did. Why? Why does it always have to be?
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Not you're healthy. Broken up. You're out of each other's lives. You have to move on.
Friendships are healthy.
I don't even think you should talk to an ex.
No. Friendships are totally healthy.
Yeah. See, I only think with an ex, if both partners have moved on to somebody else, that's the
only
way.
But what's the point? What's the point to talk?
Because they like to hang out together. What is the point of any friendship? They enjoy each other's company. Just because they're, like, they can enjoy their company
there's
and not be
clearly
romantic.
Clearly an issue somewhere between.
Yeah, romance. The romance is the issue, not their friendship is the issue.
You don't know that.
If you were in love, you've passed the point of no return.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like, you're done.
Okay.
Cannot be friends.
The whole love thing is a weird line to draw, because it's so, like, subjective. Like, right? Like, when do you go into a romance? Like, if you're with somebody for 6 months, they're your ex. Are you in love yet? Like, oh, no, I've hit the mark.
You know if you're in love. That's not
so
like
so you could be friends with somebody if you guys, like, you dated for 3-4 months and you're like, ah, this relationship kind of sucks. We should go back to being friends. You could be friends with them then?
Yeah, if your feelings weren't
totally
really real.
Yeah.
You just said you could never be friends with an ex.
Well, actually, yeah.
If the feelings weren't really real
in
the whole time.
If it was just stupid, like if it was like a fling, okay, yeah.
What is considered a fling? I just said 5 months.
My high school boyfriend I dated for like 2 or 3 months. I don't even think I really ever liked him. If we wanted to all of a sudden be friends right now, we could be friends and it would not be weird.
It is so immature to let yourself get in the way of a great friendship because something happened and then you guys realize, oh, this doesn't work. People
find
all of a
new friends.
They all of a sudden have no chemistry and they're like, oh, we thought this was going to be great chemistry. It's not. And then all of a sudden they just go back to being friends. Like, that friends are hard to find, actually.
True, but I think the fear is, okay, you have this relationship, it breaks up, and then you try to be the friends, thinking, one person thinking, I'm going to make this into another relationship.
Right. There's
and
too
I
many.
Think that that's where the variable, or that's where the issue is going to be.
One of you is always thinking, well, maybe we'll get back together. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
It's messy.
So cliche. I told this to AB 2 days ago. We were hanging out, and I said, guys and girls can be friends. It's just, they can. And so they might have tried it. Oh, that sucked. That was terrible. We have no chemistry. And then just go back to being friends. But has anyone out there ever done that before? Or am I crazy? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Can you be friends with an ex if there's no kids involved? Or is it just over? It's ended. Man, it's so funny that something Jennifer Lopez did had us all argued in the studio. Jennifer Lopez, of all people, is affecting our lives. J-Lo had her ex, Ben Affleck, come with her to her big movie premiere. And it's crazy to even say that, like, Hannah and AB and Kevin were all like, he shouldn't have been there. He's a producer on the movie. And everyone was outraged that, hey, as exes, they can't be together or be seen. I'm like, he's a producer of the movie, and one of the quotes I just loved, they said they make better friends than they do as romantic couples. And I'm like, wow, they've really matured. They've really figured out, hey, like, we tried it. We were wrong. People try things. They're wrong. You try to date somebody, and you realize, I don't want to ruin this great friendship.
Yeah, but they've tried it and failed and tried it and failed and several times.
Yeah, they're probably going to be married again in a year.
Yes.
They're not the model.
It goes along with the theme. Someone always wants more. It gets messy. There's too many ties. Just don't do it.
They're not my model, guys. my model. You can actually be friends with an ex. And this doesn't include when you have kids. Does anyone have a friendship with an ex when you're not like having to do it for the kids? Because I do feel like those relationships, you have to do it. You suddenly find that in within you because you'll do anything for your kids. I'm talking about like you guys just really just make better friends than lovers. 855-444-6342. Susie, do you think you can be friends with an ex?
No, absolutely not. An ex is an ex for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they didn't have a good romantic read. That's the reason the romance wasn't there.
Oh, no. It's not the romance. It's you. I mean, it's a lot of different things. An ex could be an ex because they cheated or you cheated. An ex could be an ex because they're just a total douchebag. And it's just different reasons. And there's no reason to be a friend with an ex, even if you have children. You can be cordial, but you don't have to be friends with them because 9 times out of 10, a situation's going to come up. You're going to wind up back in bed because you're going to remember how good it was, and then you're going to hurt whoever you're with. No,
facts.
An ex is an ex for a reason. Keep their butts clear away from
not
you.
Every well said. Yes. Thank you so much for the call, wow. Susie. Why does every single relationship like always lead to sex? Like, they don't have to go back to bed. That's the point I was trying to make to AB the other day. It's like, guys and girls can be friends, and they may not want to sleep together. And so this couple...
Clearly, this couple did.
And then they realize, maybe it wasn't so good, you know? And, like, now we're good.
Messy,
let's just go back to being friends. John, do you think you can be friends with an ex?
You know, not to get all philosophical, but I don't think you can. I just don't see it happening.
Why? You want to sleep with every girl you talk to, John?
Not now. You know, now, granted, I've been happily married to my wonderful wife, Kristen. That's a plug there. But
he's like, well, I'm not going to be in trouble, man.
no, but in all seriousness, a wise man told me a long time ago, and I use it true to my own kids today, that there are reasons our past is not a part of our future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it be it just didn't work out or what have you. Now, granted, in today's climate, especially if you have kids, you just can't do it. It just muddies the waters out of mutual respect for the spouse. No.
No friends that are women.
Friends that are women, you're asking a completely different question.
Saying,
being friends with a woman is totally different than being friends with an ex.
I'm just saying, it doesn't mean you want to sleep together. Just because you can go to that been there, done that territory. Thank you so much for the call, John. You can go to that been there, done that material, mode, and then be like, I'm not interested. I know what I got.
I'd rather my future husband not be bringing around someone else he's sleeping with. To just hang out.
He's not sleeping with. He slept.
Still.
It's a past tense.
Is it?
Is it?